This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's economic growth could slow but not stall next year. Here's CPR Sarah Mulholland on a new report from the University of Colorado.
CU economists expect the state to add about 57,000 jobs in 2023. This year, Colorado is on track to add about twice as many as that. Rising interest rates and inflation are the main culprits behind slowing growth, especially for businesses that are sensitive to higher mortgage rates, says CU's Brian Lewandowski.
We're seeing a direct and immediate impact on the financial activity sector and the construction sector.
He says whether or not consumers can afford to keep spending is a wild card for next year's outlook. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado State Senator Rhonda Fields was at the White House Tuesday. She was part of a group of state lawmakers who came to discuss gun violence and criminal justice reform ahead of their legislative sessions. Fields says she welcomes the chance to collaborate with colleagues from other states.
This is really important that I'm continuing to expand and grow and understand how it's being implemented or addressed across the nation.
Fields says she'd like to see more done to help families and communities deal with the aftermath of gun violence. A CDOT contractor will pay a $45,000 fine for a pump failure that led to flooding on Interstate 70 in Denver last summer. The contractor recently finished major construction on the Central 70 project that expanded the highway. Mostly sunny along the Front Range, Colorado Springs, and in Denver, highs close to 50 this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.